Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Hi guys, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
It's lovely to meet you both. I really enjoyed Eric. I've about two episodes left. And I wanted to start with your relationship on screen. So the two of you work very well together, but Cassie and Vincent have a very volatile relationship. And I was wondering how you found working together on this.
We loved it, and we found it surprisingly easy together, which I think speaks
says
to our
nothing
trust rather than
about who
friendship.
We are as people,
exactly.
And only who we are as actors.
I hope, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, lots of anger, lots of stuff. No, but in all honesty, when you have an aspiring partner who's as authentic as Abby, you know you have to, Gabby even, and Abby, but Gabby here, you have to raise your game. You really do. And not being a New Yorker and not having grown up in that city in that time, you know, there was a lot of nerves for me to sort of place that work in front of her, but she was so supportive and brilliant. And we had to build the plane as it was taking off. We shot all of our major relationship drama in that space of the apartment in the first few weeks. So there was no time or space to overthink it, which is a good thing. But it's a good job she's as good as she is, and that we sparred as well as we did, because we had no choice. And we were held so beautifully by Lucy. And like I said, accidentally with saying Abby Morgan's writing is just phenomenal to work off. So, you know, there were bumps, there were questions, but it was all a very collegiate, compromising, collaborative experience. So that's what you dream of, the marriage of material and those elements. It really makes you whistle to work. It's actually really enjoyable, despite the sort of depths of darkness that ride takes you on.
Yeah, and the chaos.
And the chaos, yeah. But you know, if you're held and you're safe because of the people you're working with and the source material being that quality, you kind of fly with it. So, it was a joy.
You said there that you're not a native New Yorker, and I know that you are, Gabby. But you played it really well, Benedict. Gabby, how did you think you got on with the New York accent?
God, you can't believe
it. How did he get on with it?
Yeah,
it was it was flawless.
This is one for Rick.
It was flawless. It was seamless. But, you know, it's if there was a bump here or there, the same as what we're all trying to do. And it's a testament to Benedict that, you know, everybody has their process and no judgment. But it's extremely helpful, regardless of how talented you are, which in this case, that's obvious. I find it extremely helpful when the ego sort of can fall away and the process can be expressed and externalized and thus shared. So,
to be able to fail.
Exactly. So, you know, you're jumping in sort of holding hands and saying like, we don't really know what we're doing, but we're going to figure it out together. Yeah. And as long as you've got that, you know, of course, held by this gorgeous writing and beautiful Lucy Forbes as our guide, you know, anything is possible. And it's really fun to discover it. Yeah. So that's what we had. And you know, that's to say, if there was a slip up of a here or there, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I like the cheeky wink there. I definitely didn't notice either.
I think, as you know, I took a Booch. It was his first job. He was a really harsh critic. There were moments where he was like, "What did you just say?"
Ivan, who plays our son.
Booch is his nickname, Ivan. But yeah, he didn't mean to. But I was like, oh, floored again by a 9-year-old. This is really embarrassing.
I love that. He brought you right back down to reality and put you in your place.
As children do, you know, and as they should. I had a wonderful dialect coach as well. So maybe that's enough about my accent.
Guys, thank you so much. Eric is brilliant. I'm so looking forward to seeing the final two episodes, and I can't wait for our listeners to see it. Thank you.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Thank you so much for chatting with me. I wanted to start with you, Abby, first, as the creator of the show. It deals with a lot of heavy topics, and I kind of wanted to know where the inspiration for the show came from.
I was in New York in the mid-80s. I nannied for a while looking after a child, and I was kind of fascinated seeing the New York from his perspective. So I guess that was the kind of starting point. And I grew up on Sesame Street and the Muppets and a creative household where theatre was made. So I love the idea of the backstage and behind the camera, behind the scenes. And then, you know, to dive back into that period in the mid-80s, you can't avoid those really heavy, big, thematic you know, events that were happening at the time, you know, the AIDS epidemic, you know, huge issues within the NYPD, gentrification of a kind of glorious city. So I guess I was just drawn to the kind of vividness of that city as a character as well.
I know a lot of it was shot in Budapest as well, but you really did feel like it was in New York for the whole series.
That's a real nod, I think, to Lucy Forbes, our director, who seamlessly has managed to weave together kind of, you know, 2023 New Jersey and, you know, 2023 Budapest. And, you know, it's a beautiful effort and creative effort. You know, Alexander Holmes, who's our designer, and Suzanne Cave, our costume designer, is fantastic at bringing that world to life. So yeah, no, it's a beautiful collaboration.
McKinley, your character Ledroid is my favorite in the show. You were incredible on it. So he himself is dealing with a lot, you know, with his own personal life and then in work. What was it about the role that made you want to get involved?
Abby's writing. I've been off of a couple of shows where I felt like I was playing a function in the story, and not necessarily in a space where the show was interested in the character as a whole human. And so to read something, and once I got all six episodes, to be confronted with like these things that he would be unpacking as a human fully was thrilling and scary. And to me, that like notes that there's something there for me as like an artist to unlock in and to lean toward. I was excited that like it's set in the 80s, so like we're in the middle of the AIDS epidemic, and so he's like going through some real stuff with his partner at home, and there's something so beautiful about what they found together in that apartment alone, in which they can just be and sort of bask in the love and the safety of it all, but then to walk out into the world that feels far more hostile and where you have to be more guarded and sort of conceal yourself. To play a man who's investigating that and managing it, and sort of over the course of the six episodes lands in a place where he is able to fully embrace and accept himself and step out and in a powerful way be the change that he wants to see in the world is nothing but thrilling.
And how did you prepare for it?
That's a good question. I was doing a play when all of it came together. And it's funny, the sort of timeline of like us beginning. I closed the play on a Sunday. I got married on a Tuesday, and I flew to the start on a Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
There was very little time. But the way like the sort of artistic journey works, especially for me in this specific project, is that like I've spent a lot of time investigating the territory of like what it is to be an FBI agent or a US Marshal or a detective. I've been doing ride-alongs a year ahead of time for a different show. So that information and experience is sort of in the arsenal. But I'm a Black queer man in the world. And so like there's so much that I walk around with and that I'm managing and investigating for myself and trying to come to terms with. So to get to have an artistic space where I get to contemplate and in real time figure out where I am with those things and share that through my work is a gift.
I hope you were able to then, after the show and you finished filming, I hope you were able to get some time to actually enjoy married life before you moved on to the next project.
Well, part of that is the joy of the strike that came after is that I had some real downtime to be still, which I was grateful for. But that's made even more gratifying after having a really exciting artistic experience that I had time to sort of come down from and appreciate.
And Abby, what are you most excited for people to see in the show? Like, how do you think they're going to react to it?
Oh my gosh, I don't think you can ever second guess that, because you always fall flat on your face if you go either way. I guess, I think it's a real testimony to a true creative collaboration in terms of director, actor, writer, production team. I hope it, you know, we're in a really exciting time in television. And I hope it finds its place and its space in the kind of mad kind of chorus of joy and hell, which is the critics and the voices and the tweet. I hope it finds its space there somehow. But it's been a hugely important and pleasurable endeavor. And I think it's a beautiful bit of work. So I hope it lands for people. I've always loved what I love about, I used to, and I still love about television, is it's a quietly political medium. I love the fact that anywhere in the world, people can be sitting watching something and be changed. And I think that's even more so now that we have the constant electric babysitters, which is our cell phone. So I like the intimacy of it. And so I hope, particularly, I think McKinley's storytelling within it is so vital and important. I'm really glad to hear what he has to say about it, feeling it's fully rounded. And I hope it gives hope to a generation of young men and who perhaps feel like they haven't been seen in that way on television as well.
I'm falling in love with her.
I love this. Guys, thank you so much and congratulations. Eric is absolutely brilliant and it was so lovely to meet you both.
Thanks
so much.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.